Let's return now to the unfolding drama on Christmas Island in the detention centre there. The Immigration Department now says it's received reports of damage after rioting broke out inside the detention centre overnight. The trouble erupted following the death of Iranian asylum seeker Fuzi Chegeni. His body was found by police after he escaped the centre on Saturday. Amber, not her real name, has been in regular touch overnight with her partner who's locked down inside the centre. A short time ago, Amber spoke with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Now, as of only approximately 5 minutes ago, he informed me that the disturbance or the riot started yesterday, 8 p.m. Christmas Island time. It was due to basically the person that was found deceased. What has happened at the moment, the kitchen and office has been broken into. The medical centre and the canteen is on fire. This disturbance is mainly in the compound of Green 1 and 2. Everything has been broken into, smashed. Cameras have all been smashed. The medical centre has now been broken into as well. And prior for it to being set on fire, they took all of the medication, and there's people taking unprescribed medication there. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. He is not involved, and there are many others that are not involved, and they are like rabbits trying to scurry to find somewhere to stay safe.
So your partner is in compound Green 1 and 2. Is he concerned about his own safety and welfare?
He is. He's actually in tears and shaking, and he's obviously concerned that once authorities enter the compound, they are not going to care, or they're not going to know who is in part of those riots. And in previous history, obviously people have been assaulted and abused, and things have happened to them medically, and he's extremely worried what will happen to him, where he'll have been to contact me again, and also what force are they going to use, because they're not going to be able to distinguish between who the rioters are and who aren't.
So from what you've told us, this, what the Immigration Department is calling a disturbance, other people are calling a riot, it started at 8 p.m. local time last night. Is it still underway?
Yes, it is. It is. That is totally correct. It is still underway. They actually have also broken the collar-bound segregation fencing into the other compounds. So they are trying to bring the riot out into other areas of Green 1 and 2. They've actually broken the compound between the segregation units, and that's what they're aiming to get into. In the segregation units, that's high notoriety people, detainees are held there.
Okay. Now, there are reports that Serco staff, the guards, have fled the centre. Has your partner been able to give you any information about whether or not that's correct?
That is correct. There are no Serco. There is no one there to stop this. There is no one there to help the people that aren't involved. There's no one there. That is totally 100% correct.
Okay.
So they're there to try and stay safe and keep out of it by themselves.
And who are the rioters?
My understanding is many of them are some Iranians due to what happened yesterday with the person that was found deceased. And in addition, there has been information that some are of Kiwi national due to the fact that they are fighting also to be released, and they're part of it. But at the moment, they're saying the Iranians were the ones that instigated this due to the fact of the continual poor treatment at Christmas Island. And it is also alleged that this gentleman who is deceased, that he sustained certain injuries that weren't done by himself.
Specifically, do you know how the riot started? Was it a confrontation between some of the detainees and Serco guards?
Yes, it was. Yesterday, the information that I received is that a couple of the Iranian detainees, obviously they were all very upset and about what happened to the deceased person. The Serco emergency response team, they spoke to a couple of them, and it is alleged that a couple of the ERT team from Serco said, well, how about it, we all go one-on-one now, and they were making jokes about the deceased person.
The security guards were?
Serco emergency response team, yes, were making inappropriate remarks and comments about the deceased person.
Now, you don't want your identity revealed, nor that of your partner. He's a European national who is in the detention centre under Section 501 of the Migration Act. Should he be in the detention centre on Christmas Island? Is that the most appropriate place for someone in your partner's position to be?
No, it's not. There he is, especially at this time, innocent of any form of these riots, scared for his safety, scared of what the repercussions it will be. And in addition, he has family, he has children out here, he has a job out here. He was released from prison and taken there, but he's been here since he was 16 years old. No, it is not a place. It is double jeopardy. Parole was granted. If he was a danger to the community and the society, parole would not be granted. They cannot, immigration cannot tell him when they'll even look at his submissions. No, it is not a place. It is like prison all over again. They are treated not like human beings. The simplest things happen over there. Things go missing. Things get stolen. Money goes missing. Their iPods, their music, their telephones go missing. They don't get seen for medication for days. It is the mental torture. He was flown from Villawood, Sydney, to Christmas Island, all up a 17-hour flight, no food, and then locked in segregation for 24 hours. The list goes on. This is only scratching the surface of what they're doing there, and no one will speak up. It's all pushed under the carpet. Immigration are lying.
That's a woman from South Australia called Amber. That's not her real name. Her partner is in the Christmas Island Detention Centre, as she just told us, after his visa was revoked. She was speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine, and there is the department has now confirmed, the Immigration Department, that it's received reports of damage after rioting broke out inside the detention centre. And this follows the tragic death of Kurdish Iranian man called Fazeh Chegeni, who's in detention. He'd been released for some time, found to be a refugee, but locked up again after he was involved in some kind of riot at the Curtin Detention Centre. And reportedly, refugee advocates say he was suffering the effects of long-term arbitrary detention. So this is an unfolding story.